All right, getting ready for Giants baseball, joined by our philosopher. And boy, this is our last one of the season. It's been a pleasure having you on, and that is Tony Watson. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's hard to believe that this is the last one, yeah. And the season's really flown by. It always does. But here we are, and last weekend versus the Dodgers, and big weekend for everybody here. There's going to be a lot going on, so it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, has it touched you? I mean, you've been with Bochy for a couple of years now, and everyone in the world, you're about the millionth person to give your thought about Bruce Bochy, but how has he touched your life?
Well, I mean, he's just been a tremendous manager. You know, as a guy that's, you know, got 6-7 years in when I came over here, not quite a veteran, but had some notches in my belt, I guess you could say. So it was cool to see him and how he goes about his daily activities and preparation for a game. And then, you know, the biggest thing I think that I took from playing for him for 2 years is how competitive he is in the dugout. Every inning, every pitch, you know, he's into it. And to be able to do that for 25 years, I think, is a true testament to, you know, really a Hall of Fame career. And, you know, he's had tremendous success on the field. But, you know, he provides that steadiness every day, too, in the clubhouse where, you know, look, he loves winning, he hates losing. But, you know, he's never going to show it in the clubhouse, you know, and it kind of provides that steadiness that you don't really get the ups and downs. You don't feel it throughout a course of 162 games, and I think that's, you know, one of the biggest things that I've taken from him.
Yeah, they say he's a player's manager. Maybe you defined it to some degree there, but you've been played under a lot of other people. And for me, when I hear player's manager, I kind of think, well, you can end up giving up a home run to win the game, and he'll come into the press conference and say, boy, it was a good pitch. The hitter just went and got a good pitch, and no problem. He never, ever criticizes a player publicly, and I think that means something.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, especially today with, the, you know, the game's getting younger, and you know, there's so many outlets, people covering, everything's in real time, and you know, he's old school in that fact that he'll never you know, throw his guys under the bus. He's going to back his guys, you know, all the way to the end. And I think that's why so many guys love him. I think that's why you see so many guys back here this weekend to celebrate him, because it really is an honor to play for him. And you know, it'll be pretty cool someday to look back when you're all done and you know, really say that, you know, you got to play for Bruce Bochy for 2 years in your career. And not very many guys get to say that. So it's, you know, it's pretty special. I think it's going to be special this weekend. It'll be emotional for sure. You know, they've had these buildups with the thank you Boch things on the scoreboard, and you can, you know, the ovation keeps kicking up a little higher and higher every day. So it's going to be a lot of fun this weekend.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. I'd like to see him get in one more argument.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about it. We were doing the, you know, what is, you know, he's going to have his last pitching change, and that'll be really interesting. And, you know, but I guarantee that he's going to be, you know, playing the matchups and trying to win all the way to the last out. So it's, you know, that's just him to a T. And, but like I said, just a tremendous honor to be able to play for him.
So one last thought about Bochy, our philosopher Tony Watson with us. This is our last show of the 2019 season. When he comes out to the mound, does he ever say anything to you?
No. He, you know, if he's coming to the mound to get the ball, you know, you just kind of, I've tried a couple times to wiggle my way into one more hitter, and it's, you know what, I got, he's got that gut feeling and he's going with it. And that's, you know, that's why he's won so many ball games. You know, but, you know, he's just a true competitor, and he's got a great feel for the game and how to manage, and obviously has done it for so long. But, you know, there's not much conversation out there when he gets the ball.
Yeah, I believe it. When he comes out, there's no looking in the eye to see what you think or anything like that. He just takes the ball, and that's it. Well, you are a link in the chain of left-handers in his career, and I say that. We can go back through Lopez and Affeldt and different people that he's had over the years, and you are a link in that chain. So you have a spot. You have a spot, and that's good. In life, you want a spot in baseball, and you got a spot with Bruce Bochy. All right, Tony Watson with us. Let's talk a little bit about you. Of course, we thought we were hoping we'd see you back on the mound, but that didn't happen.
Yeah, it didn't happen, unfortunately. Ran out of calendar. I tried what I could for a week there, and then had to ultimately go in the 60 day, and the roster spot opened up. So the hand is progressing well. I'm comfortable with where I'm at. It was going to be a touchy thing going to try to pitch these last four or five games anyway. A lot of things were going to have to fall into place for it to happen, and it just needs time to heal. It's an impact fracture of a bone in my hand, so it's just got to have time to heal. If it was on my right hand, I'd just maybe wrap it up and hopefully no line drives back at me. But unfortunately, it's on the left hand, so I just got to let it heal. And everything's going well though. Going to have a normal off season and be ready to go in spring training.
Yep, the old days are putting dirt on it and wrapping it up. Not on the pitching hand. You can't do that. Of course, you put dirt on your pitching hand, they'll throw you out of the game. That's the latest thing. All right. What's your future in San Francisco? What do you think? I know there's some decisions coming up, and I know fans, obviously your name comes up with Will Smith and Bumgarner all the time. So you're on the show. I'll give you a chance to let everybody know what's up.
You put me on the spot,
okay.
Sure. But anyway. Definitely just some decisions. I got a player option on my contract for next year, so I've got about 6 weeks here. Once we're done with this weekend, go home and unwind and talk to the representatives and kind of figure out what the best play is and go from there and talk to people within the organization. And we'll make a decision here in the next couple of weeks, hopefully. We have until a few days after the World Series before we got to decide what's going on. And I've been through down the free agent market a couple of years ago. It's a dicey world out there, no doubt. But you just got to kind of survey the whole thing. But we'll see. We got three more days here, and then get home and broaden the lens a little bit and try to figure out what the best situation for me will be.
All right. Well, we know you have the player option, which is part of your contract. I'm just curious, you exercise the player option. Do other incentives kick in again? Is it sort of that kind of deal again, so you know what your contract is?
That's exactly right. It's a heavy incentive-based. It was something we did to help alleviate the Giants of the luxury tax a few years ago, and that was a big deal. And it'll be basically the same type of contract as the last couple of years, and it's appearance-based and incentive-based, and something where I went out there and bet on myself, and it helped. Luckily, I didn't do this hand thing a few months earlier, but those are some things that just happen. And going forward, that's how it is.
Okay, very good. No, I'm glad we understand that, and the fans I know are hoping you come back. It's funny as we talk baseball and the philosophy of baseball. The playoffs are coming up, and you look at bullpens, and I look at the young guys who throw 97, 98, and then I say, can you win without Tony Watson? Can you win without that guy who's been there before that you know what you're going to get? And to me, it's the biggest difference in the game today is getting that pitcher on the mound who you sort of know what he's going to give you.
Yeah, no doubt, especially as the postseason comes into play here. It'll be interesting to watch how some of these teams run their bullpens. It always is. And some teams, we're looking at the Dodgers across the way this weekend. They'll put a starter or two in the bullpen and see how it goes. I think, no doubt, I think a manager, a front office, an ownership group wants somebody that they know in the playoffs in October that they know what you're going to get when you get hand the ball to them. And, a guy that's, not afraid of the moment. And it's not to say that any of these young guys are afraid of the moment. They've got electric arms, electric talent, but the notch has turned up a little bit in the postseason. And, everybody's got to have a first opportunity and a door to have success. And that's no different than what I did, I guess it's been 2013 was my first playoff game, and there is a different feel for sure. I mean, you know, everybody's cheering on the first out of the game. It's you know, they're every out's important, every strike's important. So it'll be interesting to watch the playoffs and see how these teams do these bullpens for sure.
Well, home runs are all over the place. There are more strikeouts than hits. If you don't hit a home run, it's tougher to hit home runs in the playoff, but maybe it's not. I don't know. The parks are small. We've seen Houston just crush the ball. The Yankees can crush the ball. But I always say when you get to the playoffs, and you've been there before, you got to play smart baseball, right? Isn't that the determining factor? You got to know what you're doing.
Absolutely. You know, it's you got to have the right guys show up at the right time. You got to have timely hitting. You got to have good defense and pitching. It's been that way forever. It's you know, look, somebody's going to run into one every now and then and hit a homer. But if you're relying on the homer in the postseason, it's going to be tough. And you know, you got to have good at bats. You got to have quality pitching. You know, everybody's got to be you know, I guess you could say turned up a little bit just to make that extra play. Every out's huge. No free 90 feet. Yeah, everything's just magnified. So, like you said, though, the ball, you know, obviously the home runs are up, strikeouts are up, but, you know, it'll be interesting to kind of watch and monitor that that trend as we go into the postseason and see if guys shorten up, if guys change their approach, if guys are, you know, hitting balls behind runners and doing little things like that, because that's ultimately what's going to win games. And as the Giants fans know all too well, it's timely hitting, pitching, and defense in playoffs. That's what wins World Series.
Boy, isn't that the truth? No, you're right. That's why you're the philosopher. Tony Watson, our philosopher. I was thinking about this the other day. Games to me, and I realize it's September, you got a million people here, and you know, 25 pitchers can pitch in a game, so that's an aberration. But games to me are starting to look like exhibition games, like in Scottsdale, where the starter goes five. And if he's at 85 pitches, he's gone. And here comes the one-inning, two-inning guys, and it's just like being in Scottsdale. We're seeing more of that. So the Verlanders, the Coles, the Greinkes, the Scherzers, the Strasburgs, the Darvishes, the Bumgarners, they're still out there. But it's not what the game is anymore. It's starting, to me, it's starting to look like spring training.
Right, and it's... Look, it's, you know, everybody's got the numbers on the third time through the order for the starting pitcher, and, you know, there's different analytics that show up, but, you know, if you put your guy on their guy in the lineup, you know, it's the, you know, you have your best chance of success, and I get all that, but yeah, you're right. The starter going every 5 days and he's giving you six, seven, no matter what, you know, those days are, seems like there's only about one or two per staff, maybe two, maybe one guy per staff that's given the rope to do that. And it's just the way the game's evolving. The game's changing a little bit that way, but you're still going to have your horses that go deep. And you know, the Astros, you mentioned the Astros with the Verlander, the Cole, the Greinke. I mean, that's pretty tough. So it'll be interesting to see how they unfold those guys in the playoffs, and if they let them go deep, or they're you know, pulling them after the second time through and they're getting that bullpen going. But you know, it's interesting that you bring this up now, because we had Felix Hernandez throw his last game with the Mariners last night, and boy, if you look at some of his innings totals throughout his career, I mean, that guy was eating up innings for a decade. He was throwing 200 innings a year, it felt like. So, yeah, it is different now, but I'm with you. I like to see those guys throughout the course of the year, those guys that, you know, kind of a rock steady presence in your rotation. And it's huge for everybody. It gives everybody a blow in the bullpen that day. You know, I'll never forget, I played with AJ Burnett over in Pittsburgh, who was all about innings and making sure that he went deep into games, and that's what he did, because he said that it was his day every fifth day, and it meant a lot to him. And you know, he'd give up 5-6 runs in the first two innings, and you'd be like, "Oh man, we're gonna be quick on the phone here tonight," and the phone wouldn't ring, and he'd lobby, and he had a little longer leash, obviously, because he was a veteran, but he'd lobby to stay in there, and he'd come out 6-7 innings every time, it seemed like. So over the course of the year, that's huge for a pitching staff. And yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it keeps evolving. But you're right, there's less and less guys going the, especially the 200 inning mark now.
Yeah, Bumgarner, good for him to basically lead the league in innings pitched. I think it's amazing. I'm interested to see the Brewers. You know, they figured it out in September. Greg Council, I think, does a great job. He's got Pat Murphy as his bench coach from ASU and Notre Dame. And he's got a lefty in the bullpen. And now he's got your buddy Pomerantz in there, too. But he's got the other guy, Hader. And what is he going to have left at the end of October or in this playoff? I'm interested to see. Are you?
I am, because, you know, there were a couple times, I think they were here middle of the year, and he was on fumes. You know, he's... They were trying to piece it together towards the back end because they're, like we just touched on, their rotation was, you know, giving them making the bullpen get going early, and if you can bridge that gap to a guy like that and have him throw three outs, man, it's huge over the course of 162 games, because you leave some miles on him at the end. And you know, I bet it'll be interesting to see how they unleash him. You touched on Drew, though. Drew, our old friend Drew Pomeranz, he's been having a really, really nice second half over there, and so they'll pick each other up, I'm sure. But I would almost guess that Hader's going to be going one plus most nights in the playoffs.
Well, I'm telling you, he's a key for me to see how long he can do it and all that. It brings me to another question. As we talk a little ball with Tony Watson here, we had a 19-inning game in Arizona, 16-inning game here, 15-inning game. And I said it the other day, and look, I've watched baseball my whole life, and I love the game. But you know something? I think I'm almost ready to put the runner on second base after the 12th inning. And look, you'll get a winner and a loser anyway. It's not like you're going to have a tie. You will have a winner and a loser. You will have a record. And baseball makes the playoffs crazy anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, a one-game play-in after 162. Then you got to go 3 out of 5 and days off in the middle, then 4 out of 7. So they do whatever they want. Why not? Why not shorten the game so 12 is plenty before you start putting a runner on?
Well, because we're in September and we have 40-man rosters, so we've got 30. What did we use the other night? We used 20-some pitchers, right? Broke the record. Made for a long game for sure, but look, I'm all for however we can figure out a way to, you know, you play 18 innings, 19 innings in September. It's a little different than if you're doing it in into May or June, because all of a sudden, you know, we've got Sacramento as our Triple A and we're in New York. Well, now we've played 18 innings in New York and we've got to figure out a way to get three guys from Sacramento to New York by the 7 o'clock game that night and the time change. And it makes things, you know, logistically a little challenging. So, yeah, I'm all for it. It saves pitching staffs. It's, I don't know if they're putting the runner on. I don't know how we would do it. I don't think ties, you know, like hockey, they have ties. You get the point. I don't know if we could do that. But, you know, if you're on the losing end at the end of the year and standings-wise because of a tie break, you know, that'd be a tough pill to swallow. You don't make the playoffs because you don't have enough points. It'd be a tough pill to swallow. But, yeah, you know, find a winner and loser. And I think in AAA they did the runner on second thing. And most of the time they bunt them over and try to, you know, get them in. It's kind of like up and down in golf. You're just trying to be efficient with your shots. And, you know, that goes all the way back to what we were talking about earlier. And this is fundamental baseball, you know. Yeah. You know, are you going to strike out? Is somebody going to shorten up? Is, you know, you got a runner on second. So you got to figure out a way to get him. It's kind of do or die. So it's good fundamental baseball for sure.
And you know what? The sun will come up the next day.
Yeah.
Trust me, the sun will come up the next day. The world will not spin off its axis. And that's how I feel about it. All right, that's my soapbox for today. All right, I was going to let you, first of all, well, I'll ask you if you feel like making a prediction on the playoffs. Maybe the team you feel is a surprise team and what you're watching.
Well, that was going to be my question to you, so I'll answer that. I mentioned the Astros. I'm anxious to see how they go about it. The NL, I thought, we were in Atlanta last week. I thought the Braves had a really good ball club, a lot of athleticism. obviously the Dodgers had a great year. So it'll be interesting to see how they all go. I think the wild card games will be interesting, especially with who Washington decides to pitch in that one game playoff. They've got some really, really good starting pitchers. And then, you know, how the Brewers are going to – are they going to catch the Cardinals, first of all? We got to find that out this weekend. And the Cubs-Cardinals, so I saw that Joe Maddon wasn't going to play his guys. So I get it. They're a little banged up too. But, you know, we got a division at stake. And so it'll be interesting down the last three games here to see how it all unfolds. But some good baseball for sure.
Yeah, I like Houston, I like Atlanta, and I like the fact that Atlanta's got a couple. Dallas Keuchel becomes important for me against the Dodgers, because I think you throw a lefty against the Dodgers, you may not beat them, but you're going to slow them down a little bit.
Absolutely. I think that's one of the biggest things that they've made the change this year, I think, is, you know, lefties the last couple of years have kind of controlled the Dodgers lineup a little bit. And, you know, this year they've kind of figured out a way to get over that hump and have got some good ABs. But, yeah, definitely, if you can slow those guys down, you know, they got a lot of depth, obviously. Yeah. They've got tremendous depth. So that's one of their greatest strengths. And their team approach is also one of their greatest strengths. So it'll be interesting. I'm also interested to see how that AL wild card ends up. That's kind of a mess going down here. So we might have a couple play-in games just to get to the one-game playoff. So always exciting times for baseball fans. And, you know, hopefully we can have these games back here at Oracle here next year.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what Oracle looks like next year. Who knows about that? Well, I appreciate it. So a question for me. Do you have one?
Yeah, I do. We mentioned Felix Hernandez earlier, and we've got Boach going out this year. And Felix Hernandez said he's not retiring, but CC Sabathia is retiring. And I was just curious, do you think – Boach is obviously a Hall of Famer, but do you think the other two, are they Hall of Famers for you?
Yeah, great question. I think CeCe is. King Felix has never had, unfortunately, it's not his fault, but he's never had the postseason. And he's been terrific. His arm sort of gave out a little bit the last few years. But CeCe ended up with the Yankees and the publicity of the Yankees and the postseason of the Yankees. And he's got a heck of a lot of wins in today's crazy world. So I'm going to say yes for CeCe. And no for King Felix.
Oh, interesting. See, I'm in on CC. You know, he's got the 3,000 strikeouts. He's got 250 wins. So, incredible career. And Felix, yeah, I mean, he was playing up in Seattle, so he's kind of far away from, you know, exactly. So I'm not giving up hope. I think he might get in later down the line. It probably won't be right away, but you just mentioned it, Edgar Martinez. He had to wait a couple extra years. And but I think when everybody kind of steps back and looks and see what this guy did for that organization and you know, he's fringe, but I think he'll end up getting it in.
Yeah, boy, what an ovation he got last night. Let's ask you this one. Great ovations, have you been around for the end of careers for great ovations at all?
Yeah, I've been around, you know, for guys coming back to stadiums, you know, on new teams or, you know, like when we went back to Pittsburgh and Kutch last year. Tremendous. Tremendous outpouring of support for him. This one here this weekend on Sunday will be pretty special. You know, they got the one that they did up in Seattle last night, though. That was pretty special. And I don't know if you've ever been up there, but, you know, guys always talked about, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago when Felix Hernandez was really rolling and they had the King's Court going and the hitters would step in the box with two strikes and everybody's chanting, K, K, K. I mean, that was pretty electric. And, you know, it was pretty cool that they all showed up last night and supported him. So good for him.
Yeah, good for him. Hey, Tone, it's been great. I hope you're here. I hope you exercise the option and you're here and I think they need you. I think if you want to have a competitive winning team, you got to have guys in the bullpen who have been there before, and you and Will have done it. And you can bring in the 5 righties or throw 98. Go ahead, bring them in and run them in. But the lefties have got to be guys who have been there before. So I hope you do come back.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate that. I mean, you know, it'll all work out, and it always does. But, you know, you know, this is a great organization, great people up and down from top to bottom, and you know, it's a great city. The Bay Area is unbelievable. We've had a great 2 years here, and hopefully we can keep it going. But you know, we'll see. You know, I can't make any promises. You know, it's we'll see what happens, and you know, but it's been a lot of fun to do this show with you all year. I remember when you asked me in spring training, I was kind of wondering how this thing would go, but you know, this has been a really lot of fun, and just talking baseball, and it's a beautiful game, and it's a lot of fun to talk all things baseball, and so I really enjoyed it. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate it. And look, you got enough money. Go play where you like.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we'll see. Maybe my kids are going to have to make that decision for me. You know, it's
their kids.
You know, but I will say this: my boy back at home, he had show and tell for the first time today. He wanted to wear his Giants hat and his baseball gloves, so maybe he's on to something.
I like it. Very good. That's a good clue. All right, John. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, Marty.
That's Tony Watson, our philosopher. More coming up, KMBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.
That's fabulous.